we have someone very, very special this morning that we've been wanting to talk with for a long time. And I know out there, there are many dog lovers. And we have with us Ellen McCabe, who is a volunteer at the Dog Star Rescue in Canton. She's sitting right beside us right here in the studio, Dan, and delighted to have her, and people can call in, too.
Yes, they can, Brad. Ellen is in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. And, Ellen, first of all, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for the warm welcome. Happy to be here.
Well, we met Ellen at a Yard Goats game. Now, you're a volunteer at Dog Star Rescue in Canton. So let's start there. Talk about Dog Star Rescue.
Well, Dog Star is a fantastic operation that's very near and dear to my heart. We're a nonprofit rescue, which means that 100% of everything we do is done by volunteers and donations from the community. And what our mission is to find wonderful, loving homes for unwanted homeless dogs. And we do that every day. We're at our 305th adoption today for the year.
Wow.
And we've adopted over 1,200 dogs in the last 4 years that we've been in existence.
Now, Ellen, where do you find these dogs? I mean, I can't imagine that number, but certainly they're there. Where do you find them?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, we find them, quite honestly. I mean, there are homeless dogs worldwide. You can get dogs and rescue dogs from places as far away as Puerto Rico or over in Europe and fly them over here. We aren't a part of that. We work locally with our owner surrenders here in the area. We also work with local animal control officers, but we also work quite heavily with Southern rescues and help support them, because there's just such a massive overpopulation of dogs in the South. We take those highly adoptable dogs, we bring them up on a transport almost every week, and we find wonderful homes for them.
Wow, that's right.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Now, one of the questions I get asked, particularly dogs who are transported from Tennessee, is the health of the dog. Are there heartworm problems? What should people know about this?
Well, that's a great question, too. And you have to know that the Connecticut Department of Agriculture is very strict in the rules that we have to follow to make sure we're bringing healthy dogs into the state. So every dog is completely vetted and up to date on all of their vaccinations. They have to have what's called a health certificate to be able to transport it and enter the state.
That's from anywhere in the country?
Anywhere in the country as a rescue, yes.
Mm-hmm. So when someone gets a dog from Dog Star Rescue, they should be confident that that dog, like you said, has been fully vetted and essentially is a healthy dog?
Absolutely. We do even some type of behavior testing when we're looking for the dogs, because in our rescue, we're an all-breed rescue, and we take dogs of all ages, puppies to seniors and all different breeds. So we're just looking for dogs that are just going to be good family, good companion dogs. So we do behavior testing to make sure that they are of that nature, and then we make sure they're all up to date on all of their vaccinations. They do have to be spayed and neutered, because certainly that is the major problem. So that's part of our mission statement, to make sure that all dogs are spayed and neutered.
Talking with Ellen McCabe, who's a volunteer at Dog Star Rescue in Canton. Now, my question is also the people who adopt these dogs from you. How do you know who they are, and will they be good parents?
Well, that's near and dear to our heart, because our dogs have been through so much already that we want to make sure that where they land is going to be their forever home. So we have some volunteers. We call them screeners, and they basically are the matchmakers. If you'd like to adopt, you'd have to fill out an application. We'd ask you for vet references and personal references. We contact those people. We also contact you, and we have an interview. And once we feel that you're a good match for a specific pup, we'll set up what we call a meet and greet. And that means that we'll have your whole family come out, including any pets that you have. We'll either go to you or you come to us, and we'll have an interaction. We'll see how it goes. And if everything is a go, then we found a match.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah, it really
I mean,
is.
I'm sure people listening to us, Dan,
yeah,
don't realize that there's an organization like this that operates this way. This is, you know, there are many people that don't know, and I'm sure would love to have a pet.
Yes. Now, are the dogs house trained?
That's an excellent question. We say they're house trained, but not in your house. Because, you know, think about it. These are dogs that have been through so many transitions. Dogs are creatures of habit. They love their routines. And so when they go into a rescue process, that routine is abruptly ended. And so we do work with our dogs. We have wonderful fosters who, while the dogs are in their home, will work with them on house training, crate training, leash walking, all the basic commands. However, when they switch to their new home, there's going to be a transition process. So we don't want you to expect that it's going to be absolutely, you know, worry-free. There's going to be a little bit of work involved, but absolutely anything worth doing is going to have a little work involved, and adopting certainly is.
How do they get to you?
Well, we have...
Somebody wants to adopt so that you can do all the screening you're talking about.
Yes. So please go to our website. We're at dogstarrescue.org. We have a wonderful website put together with an online application. And so we found that by the time people would send in a written application, the dogs would already be adopted. So now we do it all online. And that way, all you have to do is click submit, and a volunteer will reach out to you within 24 hours.
Back to our special guest, Daniel.
Brad Ellen McCabe joining us in the Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair. And we have calls, so let's go to the phones.
And again, on the line, this is Sam in East Hartford. Sam, good morning, good morning.
Semper Fi, Brad.
Semper Fi.
Listen, Brad, if you go up online, you'll see that Rosa DeLauro has been a member of the Communist Party.
Hold on, Sam. We're taking calls for our guest, okay?
Oh,
we're taking,
I'm sorry.
We're going to go to this. Yeah. We're going to go to this later on.
888-574-2723 is our telephone number if you have questions for our guest, Ellen McCabe, volunteer at Dog Star Rescue in Canton. Now, Ellen, what if someone wants to just serve as a trainer for the dog until they're ready for a full adoption? How can you go about doing that?
Well, we do have people who are skilled trainers. They are certified trainers, and they do help us in teaching us how to work with the dogs. So there are people in our rescue that, if you want to volunteer and have interaction one-on-one with the dogs, you can foster, which is something that is critical for us to be able to do what we do. That means you're going to welcome that dog into your home as a temporary guest and treat it and love it just like you do your own dog until we do all the work on the sides trying to find it a home. We also have a dog walking program where some of our dogs find themselves in additional kennel space because we don't oftentimes have enough fosters. And so we have people who go and walk the dogs and spend time with them, and that would be a great opportunity for them to maybe teach them how to sit or walk well on a leash or things like that.
What has been some of the feedback to you after you've placed the dogs, and how many did you say you have already placed?
Well, we're at almost 1,200 dogs since our inception, yes, back in 2014. So we're at our 305th adoption so far this year. Our feedback is tremendous. One of the biggest rewards we have is that people will send us pictures of dogs that were once skinny and scrawny and scared and basically unwanted. And all of a sudden, these dogs are the most beloved and the most treasured companion in the family. We have dogs that live in, you know, penthouse apartments in New York that, you know, vacation on the
better
shore.
Better than we do.
Oh, absolutely. I always say I need to do a home visit and make sure that they're really doing okay. But you can just see the dogs physically change from all the love that they get.
Oh, that's amazing. You said when I talked to you at the ball game that there are two things that the dogs want. One is routine.
Yes. Right?
What's the other?
Well, love.
Love, of course.
All they want is to be your best friend.
That's
and
right.
who doesn't need another best friend,
that's
right?
That's right. And, I mean, they are the loyalest animals in the world, aren't they?
They are. They are so loyal, which is why it's so sad when they get turned in either by their owner or they're found as a stray and no one claims
them. Or abused.
Or abused, yes. There are puppy mills in the country that really are deplorable.
Terrible. We did an investigative report when I was on Channel 3 on that very subject.
Well, thank you for doing that.
On that very subject.
Because people need to know about that. You really need to be smart. When you are going to bring a dog into your family, please do some digging and figure out where those dogs came from. Because some pet stores really are legitimate, and they do make connections with rescues like us, and that's where they get their dogs from. Others go straight from puppy mills. There are puppy auctions in the country where there are unscrupulous people who buy dogs in lots of hundreds just to sell them.
You're kidding.
No. It's pretty bad. Yeah.
But that's where, in the case of Dog Star Rescue, a potential dog owner will have the confidence of knowing that the dog from Dog Star Rescue has been vetted.
Absolutely. And I have to say, you know, some people look at a picture online and they say, that is the dog for me. What can I do to adopt it? Other people are saying, you know what? We really want to meet these dogs. So every other week we have adoption events around the greater Hartford area. And we bring a crew of about 40 volunteers. It's quite a gathering. And we have every one of our adoptable dogs being handled by a volunteer. And a family or a couple or an individual can come and spend some time, walk around from dog to dog, learn a little bit more about what that dog's habits are like, what its temperament is like, and really get a feel for what's going to be the right dog for them.
You know, Ellen, it seems to me anyway that the media, or some of us, are talking about dogs. I know Channel 3 does this, you see dogs, and see, so I think it's wonderful that there are so many people like yourself, that are really involved so that we know what we are getting as dogs.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for that. I have to say, being a volunteer at Dog Star Rescue pays me back tenfold. I get so much more out of it than I give.
Now, Ellen, someone who wants a dog from Dog Star Rescue, again, take us through the process. What happens?
Well, I would say the very first thing you should do is go to our website at dogstarrescue.org, fill out an application. We're going to have a volunteer get back to you within 24 hours, and that volunteer is going to have a long discussion with you, figuring out why you want a dog, what your lifestyle is like, what's your plan to care for a dog, and we're going to find you that perfect dog. It might be a dog that we may have you meet individually at a private meet and greet if we think it's a good fit, or we might ask you to go to one of our adoption events. If you filled out an application online ahead of time, we do what's called a pre-approval process, kind of like a mortgage, where we get all of that work out of the way. We make sure that, we do all of our reference checking. We learn more about you. And then we'll actually have you come to the event where you can pick out the dog that's right for you and potentially maybe go home with that dog that day.
Wow. That's fabulous.
Do you have the actual physical facility where people can drop by?
Well, that's a great question. Right now, we are all working out of our homes. We have food and crates and all sorts of things wedged in all of our garages and our backyard sheds. And we do have wonderful foster families who are taking care of most of our dogs. We have many of our dogs in very reputable kennels that we work with, Roaring Brook Kennels and Kessler Kennels in the area. And so, in order to come and meet a dog, the best place to do that would be at one of our adoption events. And we have two coming up this weekend.
Okay, talk about that.
Where are they?
Well, one of them is at a wonderful pet food store called Greentails Market, and that's in Farmington. And then the other one is going to be at the same day, that's Saturday, from 11 to 2, is going to be at the Petco in Avon. And both of those places have been very good to us. They not only help support us by giving us a place to hold these events year-round, but they also give adopters these wonderful discounts. So when you come and adopt a dog from us, you're going to be handed some discount coupons to be able to buy all those supplies that you need. And I'll tell you, there is no better feeling than to see a homeless, unwanted dog 1 minute, suddenly sit in that shopping cart and go to the store and go on the shopping spree and get their new collar and leash and dog bed. It's just the most delightful thing.
Now, what is the telephone number where people listening, if they are interested, and I'm sure there are many that are, but didn't know how to go about it, where do they call? Where do they go?
You can call us at 860-748-5470. Or, as I said, go directly to our website at dogstarrescue.org, and we have a contact us link, and you can write to us, and we'll get back to you right away.
Give me that telephone number. Give me the telephone number again. That'll be the easiest, probably.
760-748-5470.
Okay.
760-748-5470. Quickly, a final question. You decide upon an owner, and then is the dog permanently with that owner? Is there an adjustment period? What happens?
Well, many rescues do it differently. For us, we are trying to do all of our research ahead of time. So once you adopt that dog, we're hoping it's for life. We know, and we will tell you up front if training is needed and what kind of things you're going to work on. We also are very supportive in being able to give you some advice on how to transition that dog. However, bottom line, we stand behind our dogs. If for some reason it's just not a good fit, surprisingly, a lot of people change their mind and say, you know what? Owning a dog is a lot of work. It's not for me. We're going to take that dog back into our rescue. So we stand behind every dog that we adopt out.
Okay. My friends, again, 860-748-5470. What a delightful discussion. And you, God bless you, what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on today.
Thanks, Ellen.